Let's continue on. I know you're going to take number 17, the CSP Resort Concession Agreement update.
Yes, item number 17 is an update on that concession agreement process. This is an update from the June meeting where we had discussed with you exploring the opportunity of a concession lease extension. However, after evaluating that extension opportunity and going through that with our consultant, CHM Government Services, who we told you about last month, we have concluded that it is in our best interest to actually develop an RFP to advertise for a new concession agreement. We are going to retain CHM. They're going to provide expertise to us and guidance in preparation for underwriting that RFP and as well as structuring and drafting the concession agreement that we will ultimately advertise for opportunity. So our immediate upcoming tasks are we're going to conduct a facilities condition assessment of all concession occupied structures in the park. We currently have that RFP and we're seeking a firm right now to conduct that for us. We'll be conducting two appraisals in the near future, one of the personal property holding of the concessionaire to understand that value, as well as an appraisal of the possessory interest that is held by them. That will be a required investment in a new concession opportunity. All three of these undertakings are going to yield information to us that will be applicable and applied directly. Incorporated directly into the new concession agreement, whether that's through R&M reserves, fee structures, et cetera. As I said, we're currently underway with advertising the RFP for the condition assessment, and we will start those appraisal processes and soliciting firms for those efforts in the coming weeks. Our goal is to have all three of those work products complete this fall or very early winter. So they can be incorporated into our goal of issuing and meeting a target date for the concession opportunity RFP on February 1st, 2026. That would be the first day that we could issue that concession RFP, and that is our goal, and we are working towards that. Based on our conversations with our consultant, we believe this is going to be a very competitive RFP process with some serious interest from several parties. As we move forward, we'll be coming back to the commission with periodic updates and reporting on progress over the next few months. So just an update is where we're at. And with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Questions from the commission. Sean, can you just, so I know we're looking at February 1st to have that RFP go out. From there, do we have a suggested timeline in terms of decisions on who we'll go with? Can you just update us on what that timeline might look like?
Madam Chair, I'm going off of memory here, but there is a evaluation and selection timeline prescribed in administrative rule. I believe that 3 months prior to expiration is when we would ultimately have to have our selection of a successor operator and concession agreement made. There is some flexibility as you back up from there as far as when the RFP has to be issued and when those bids have to be received, but that would be the ultimate goal that we're working towards is that 3 months prior to expiration mark. And in fact, I think what we will do with our next update is perhaps come to you with information that definitively talks about what those timelines are and what the required points are and maybe where we have some flexibility.
Very good. Thank you. Additional questions? Seeing none, Sean, we thank you for the information today.
Thank you.